Vice President Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia this morning paid a surprise visit to Parliament following the rainstorm that ripped off the roof of the House. The roof of the chamber was ripped off and some of its offices flooded. This forced the House to adjourn proceedings to today. Already, carpenters are in the House to repair the damaged roof. They have been seen carrying off debris and examining the extent of the damage. The Vice President was received by the Speaker and leaders of both sides. The Speaker of Parliament, Professor Michael Kwe, said the incident is evidence that Parliament needs a new chamber.
Well, having heard that there was some problem here, first in the morning, you came to examine the situation. We are told that all relevant persons are in the process of restoring the damage and even applying some interim plastic sheets to make us work. And you can see our members are ready to work from both sides, minority, majority. And I trust that we shall always continue to have your support. What is more, this evidence of the fact that we need a new chamber. And we trust that at an appropriate time, we shall have the ears of the executive.
Vice President Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia expressed worry about the incident, but was happy that repair works are ongoing. He said government will consider the appeal for a new chamber.
Because we heard what happened last night and, you know, had to rush here this morning to actually see it. Thankfully, the damage has not been too much and some measures have been taken to try to contain the situation before a permanent roofing is put in place. So I'm happy to see that the consultants and the contractors are still around and they're going to repair the damage. The Parliament, the legislative body, is key for this whole country, and I think it's very important that the duties or the activities of Parliament are not interrupted, and this is what we want to make sure is the case. I will brief the President when he arrives about what has taken place, and I'm sure we will look at this whole issue of another chamber very seriously, but it's very important that the work of Parliament continues, and it's very nice that the Deputy Majority Leader is here, the Minority Leader is here. We are all together. We are one Ghana, one people trying to do the people's business. So I'm most grateful for your very warm and kind reception. I didn't give you much notice. I basically told you I was around the corner and I arrived, but because of the urgency of the situation. So pardon me, next time I'll give